you can sit there next to the, sorry.
Welcome back to the second part of our General Assembly, what is a regular or statutory part of part two of today's General Assembly. I'm pushing a little bit now, starting more or less right in time, because our schedule and our agenda is quite comprehensive, and I do not want to risk any further delays. First of all, welcome back again, and I guess that all of you have received formal invitation 3 weeks prior to today's General Assembly with a proposed agenda. And about a week ago, you have received some more documents like the annual report, together with the thesis paper on the public interest, what we discussed in the morning session. We have invited for today some guest speakers, board members, and our Vice President, Stakeholder Engagement Europe. I do not see Jean-Jacques in the room at the moment. Maybe they will join. Sahel. There was already some confusion about, And we also invited Wolfgang Kleinwächter, which is more or less among the founding members of Juralo and one of our spiritus rectors, etc. Wolfgang told me he will try, but board people have easily other commitments. And the same is with Rinalia, our current electric representative at the ICANN board. They may come later. We will somehow try to feed them in. Meanwhile, we can continue with the next agenda item, what is confirmation of attending members and apologies. This can be done as a roll call, or we can just do it in a summary way, because actually we now have 31 members out of 33 represent here, including several proxy votes. But until yesterday, I thought we only have 30. But today, with pleasure, I realized that ISOC Netherlands is present as well. Therefore, I'm happy to welcome our member from the Netherlands as well. So we have even a quorum than I ever thought about. I think we had nothing comparable in the past, that out of 33 we have. So it's only ISOC Bulgaria and it's ISOC Luxembourg, which has not responded to any of our invitations. And they are unfortunately not presented, but I am very pleased that all the rest of you is here. I think, meanwhile, you have all your name cards. And if I look around, there is only Jimmy, who is not supposed to vote today. He is a pending applicant. So at the next General Assembly, he may be qualified for a vote. Sebastian, who will not vote. Then look around. Annette has unfortunately to leave earlier. She has dedicated her and the proxy vote to Sandra, if this is correct. Yeah, okay. Yeah, speak.
And also Stefan Hügel, so I have 3 votes now.
Yeah, okay. Sandra, I'm perfectly sure and happy. I think you can handle it. Huh? So if I look further down, I think we have also voting members sitting here. Yes, you. Yeah, okay. You are for Sandra, right? You are Medienstadt Leipzig. Welcome here, and of course, I would like to welcome our guests in the back. There is Jordi sitting here. There is Narin from Armenia, one of our very regular participants in the monthly call. I always register with pleasure. Okay. Welcome here. Then we have Shanshak Suprena, who was lately ELEC representative via the NOMCOM, but is still working in different contexts here and contributing.
And Jean-Jacques. And I am the designated member of ALAC to the ICG. That's
okay.
Why I was pretty busy with the ICG and not very present among you until today.
Okay. So thanks a lot. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Gabriela Schützig. I'm ICANN staff.
Okay. So anybody else? I think the next point is point three.
We have Cyrano.
Oh, Cyrano. You are so small. You are big. You are big as a personality, but very small as physically. So I couldn't see you. Welcome, Cyrano. Also one of our best friends. She is an individual member at the Individuals Association, etc., but chair of EPIRALO, and she got a prize 2 days ago.
I also have a proxy vote. It was before on the list by Christoph Bruch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is, I think, noted, considered. So finally, as I mentioned before, we must have 31 votes here. Out of 33 total, what is a highlight and what is not needed for most of the parts today, later for some selections. Are there any questions for from your side so far? The next point is adoption post-agenda. As I formulated in the formal invitation, this agenda is preliminary until adopted today here at the Assembly. And I made a little note already saying we have so many agenda items. So if there suddenly would be a big move suggesting four more items, we would be in trouble. So therefore, meanwhile, I didn't get any hint from any side that there would be a suggestion to extend the agenda. Therefore, I may consider this agenda as...
In the mailing list in the past few days, there have been some questions about the role of the board. Is it possible just to remind the role of the board at the point 11?
Yes, this is foreseen under the point 11. This is A, EPIRALO chair, B, secretariat, and C, board. So this is considered already. So I guess we can adopt the agenda of today's general assembly. When we now go to the adoption of the meeting minutes, I also have from the last face-to-face general assembly 2040 in London, in line with ICANN 50 and Atlas 2. Yeah, Roberto.
Unfortunately, I cannot approve the minutes of the previous meeting because in the documentation distributed, they are not there, and on the web, the pointer is to the agenda of the meeting, but not to the minutes. I'm also a bit surprised that I'm the only one who's raising this issue, which means that nobody had ever cared about clicking the link. Thank you.
Sorry, Roberto, but I read the minutes. The minutes are available in Confluence.
In that case, I'm very happy to stand corrected, but I have sent several messages in order to ask to get that document, and I don't have it.
It's a transcript of the meeting is on the screen, but it would take too long to go through the transcript. As my computer was not available, I have seen your mail and I would have liked to trace it, etc., but I was almost blocked and...
I don't want to make a long story. I have faith that the minutes will reflect what was said. I'm just pointing out that we, among the things that we need to streamline, is also sort of communication. I believe that somewhere we have those minutes. The problem is that before the meeting, I couldn't, in spite of the fact I have tried to get them, I couldn't get them.
Okay, thanks, Roberto. Ariel?
This is Ariel Liang for the record. In fact, the minutes, the transcript of that meeting is posted online and already pasted the link in the Adobe Connect room, so you can check the link over there.
Okay. And for today's assembly, I would suggest, as we did before, we also need some minutes, but minutes only about decisions and conclusions taken. So as there is a transcript, I think we do not need any further detailed minutes. We only need more or less from the decisions taken. So this can be a very short exercise. Okay? Lutz?
Only for housekeeping, please say your name.
Yeah,
before.
Right.
I forgot my name.
Okay. good to know, Lutz. Thanks for reminding me. Yes, it's for the transcript purposes. It's rather important that your voice can be somehow combined with the name. Thanks. So with the remarks taken that the summary minutes from the last meeting was not available, to my memories, there was nothing really exciting, so it was just summarizing what we dealt with in London about a year ago. Okay, but thanks for joining us. Bye-bye, have a safe flight. And for the records, Annette has left at 16:04. Before she, what we already announced, transferred her vote to Sandra and her proxy. So, if there are no further questions regarding this, yes, Olivier.
Well, Olivier Capanombro for the transcript. I'd like to remind everyone that we have interpreters, so if you wish to speak in French or in Spanish, listen to the proceedings in French or in Spanish, your reminder, because I've noticed this morning nobody was using the interpreter.
Well, what, compared to others, I always take as a good example, it's... As a matter of fact, we have, except him, non-native English-speaking person here, and therefore, and Christopher. And therefore, I think it was a good idea from the very beginning to decide that the working language is English, so we are all on a more or less equal basis. So all of us, except the two, have a handicap, and we have to get along with English as good as we can. And I think this avoids a lot of other troubles and spendings compared to other railos. So if there are no questions for first part A and the 5 points I went through, yeah, Christopher, please.
I know beyond a certain age one becomes blind, but may I just note, and this is nothing to do with this meeting, it's general in this conference, those screens are illegible, and I have not been able to find the minutes. I know they're there. I've seen an ancient email which said that it's trying to get onto the Adobe. The meeting has not yet started. The only way to get onto the Adobe is to Google ICANN URALO AGM. I have no idea what the URL is.
Okay, Christopher, Heidi is standing behind you, and she will give you a hand. Right, I am not, because I do not have. Yeah. I do not have a computer.
That's your Adobe over there.
Okay, this is my Adobe over there. So, in case anybody else needs needs assistance from Ariel or Heidi to access Adobe Connect, please let us know. I see there are no further questions, comments regarding part A of our agenda and the first five items. The proper links to the meeting minutes will be posted again, so you can have a look on it. Then I would like to continue with part B of the adopted agenda. Now would be under point six, slot for our guest speakers, Wolfgang and Rinalia. And it was also Alan Greenberg who was invited. And none of the three are in the room. So I suggest let's wait until one, two, three of them may come and we can feed them in. Olivier?
Thank you very much, Wolf, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, for the transcript. It's worth noting for the record that at the moment there are several discussions taking place in some rooms and in public fora regarding the accountability discussions, and there is a flurry of activity, so they might be taken up in meetings that are running late.
Thanks, Olivier, for pointing to this. Wolfgang said to me, yes, I try, but I cannot promise, and I think the same was true for Rinalia. So if they may find us before the end, we can quickly invite and feed them in. So the next agenda item under part B is discussion and adoption of the Uralo Annual Report 2014-2015. I assume it was circulated a week ago. So meanwhile, either you had the opportunity to download it and to read for the meeting, or it was part of the welcome pack you received yesterday or today, and it's also on the small USB stick you received. So I can guess that everybody may be in a position of having seen the report. The report has the same format as usual, more or less summarizing regular activities, Uralo representations, the special role of Uralo at Eurodic. Uralo was a founding member of Eurodic and afterwards became an institutional partner of Eurodic. So we are more or less presenting the civil society segment at Eurodic. And this became a success story over the last couple of years, and I try to make a brief summary of the most essential points here in the report. If you want, need any further information, I would like to address you to Sandra and tell you all details about Eurodic. And there will be, by the way, tonight in the networking reception will be MOU between Eurodic and ICANN signed, which is quite of some importance. So Uralo was the first representative in the carrier structure of Eurodic, and meanwhile, after having had support over the last couple of years for our annual events and budget, meanwhile ICANN becomes an official institutional partner. Then we come to the touchy points. In the annual report, what is outreach and inreach? I tried to summarize it a little bit by pointing to the little table here. The current number of Uralo ALSs is 33. We had 2015 just 2 to 3 new applicants, and in 2014 2. Last year we had to decertify 4 members, and at the moment there are at least 2 members who are least for decertification. So if we do not increase our efforts regarding outreach, we may come into critical situations the same time we get convinced new members, we lose others for not participating any longer. And as we discussed last year in London, after very long and difficult discussions we had with ALEC, etc., it was justified after so many years, after so many efforts to get in touch with the dormant members, and there was no hope and way to get into communication with them. So it was high time finally to say, okay, it makes no sense. You listed as dead ducks, and therefore we notified them, you are not responding within the next 4 weeks. Then we unfortunately had to whoop. So, and this was done as the last years. It should be dealt with as last emergency. And nobody is happy to do it. But I think also for reasons of clarity and credibility, I do not want to enter into a game others may like, pointing to the number of ALSs, wow, we are the best. And so I would like to have a more modest number of ALSs where we can say, okay, but they are at least interested. So this is an ongoing challenge. We discussed this in Lisbon, we discussed this in London. And my key message regarding outreach would be so far, let's put it this way. It was a little bit of a one-man show. Or it was a little bit Olivier. So wherever we went to European Summer School on Internet Governance, to Eurodic or any other outreach opportunity, we tried to contact people and speak with people and had some nice flyers with up and tried to encourage them to get involved. What is quite a tricky issue, what you need to explain, convince a little bit, and you have to be a little bit penetrant on their back and remind them afterwards, hello, do you remind me last time when we spoke here and there? So it would be good if outreach could be understood by all of our members as a general challenge or duty. So wherever in your country, because you all know in your countries, NGOs or consumer organizations whatsoever, so it would be good knowing your national culture, your national organizations. What I, from a remote distance, cannot know, Olivier neither. So get in touch with them. Once you contacted them, just give us a short note that you have spoken, etc., so we can this do in a more systematic way. There is a lot of potential, I'm sure, around. In the early days, we spoke about the vision, which was always repeated by Sebastian to say our goal should be having one ALS representative per country in Europe. What to the European the Council of Europe model would be 48. So we are far away from such ambitious goals, and I would like to keep it as an ambitious goal, even if it takes a lot of effort. This is from my side what... And then the in-reach issue, what is simply how to keep the members together, how we can get you more involved in regular activities, what are the most regular is the monthly call. So maybe some of you said, hey, I do not attend monthly calls chaired by Wolf because they are simply boring. So we have our new shooting star in an hour. I hope that Olivier, young and shiny, may attract some more of you to participate regularly in our monthly calls. Yeah, okay. All is relative, okay. Einstein. So, yeah, please.
Thank you, Wolf. Olivier Krippen, I'm not speaking. Staff has passed on to me some handy little cards which have details of Uralo, so you don't need to scribble a piece of paper and stuff, pass it on when you act as the ambassadors of Uralo, because that's what you are, the ambassadors of this community. So you can, I don't know if we can pass them around or something, take a few cards from the pack, and if anybody in mind in your own community, pass on the card over to them in case they might be interested in Uralo. But the card is not everything. There's also this handy pack of heavy papers, very light paper, which you can take a few from. And these are the Uralo brochures. No, they're not particularly sexy, but they are actually filled with information. Trifold. And they're trifold. So Heidi will fold one for you. Please, go ahead, Heidi.
So this is Heidi for the record, just to let you know that this is the ALAC, an at-large trifold, and you're going to just hold it like that, trifold. But the business cards were designed by the organizing committee of this GA, of this General Assembly. Okay, and they also decided that in the future, post-GA, that there will be a group or perhaps an entire body that will design the Uralo's new trifold. So just to let you know where you are in your outreach promotion. Thank you.
And we have a budget for that, apparently, so that's good.
Sounds good. Keep a little bit aligned to the agenda, because main parts of the annual report are now listed here as the next discussion items, so we should go a little bit more into details. What are the challenges, difficulties, handicapped? For the moment, there is a short link to the individual members. We will come back to this point later on the agenda under point C, Uralo's individuals, and Roberto will take over this part to give you an update and a briefing on this promising development, in my opinion. Then we head here under Uralo officers and board. As you may have seen, there were some critical remarks regarding the Phantom of the Opera, what is more or less the last Uralo board. And there were a lot of nice intentions when this new board was reselected in Lisbon. And meanwhile, only very few exceptions. This board was not really active. So, and this should be reconsidered for the selection of the next board, and for this we developed some performance criteria, and we come back to this later. And the last point of the annual report was a sort of an outlook, GA 2016 onwards. Cannot promise at this stage that after having had three face-to-face general assemblies in three subsequent years. 2013 Lisbon, 2014 in line with the Atlas II, London, and now Dublin. So it may take some time till we can convene our next face-to-face general assemblies. This is very difficult with coordinating inside ALEC with Azarelos, etc. So cannot promise anything at this stage. So that's all what we tried to recapitulate on two pages in the annual report. And I would like to ask you, as an annex of this report, there is also Uralo outreach and engagement draft paper, which is also a summary. I would like to ask you whether you can adopt this annual report. Questions, remarks? Yeah, I see two, Sandra and Breda. Sandra first.
I'm not sure if this is the right place, but my comment goes to the criteria which were drafted for secretariat and for the board. Is this the right place to discuss this, or
we can do it now or later, but you have the floor, and Zephyr, you can just add it.
Okay, so Sandra speaking for the transcript record. I think it's a very good idea to draft criteria for secretariat board members, and also when I came at the ALAC, it would have been helpful to have something like this in order to know what is expected and so on. For reasons of being transparent and complete, I would also propose to draft such criteria for the Uralo chair. Not that I had not trust in you both and Olivier, but I think it would just make the whole thing complete to have the same sort of criteria for a chair as well. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sandra. I find this a very excellent proposition. This is an item for the minutes. I noted here already to make it complete. This is a complementary element. And as we discussed, it's a little bit more difficult to describe the variety of a chair's job, what includes a lot of political elements. But with Olivier and I, we will try our best to submit something until the next General Assembly latest. Okay? Reda?
I must admit I can't comment report from 2014-15 because I was not active enough. We had a problem of survival of our organization, so I have to make priorities. But for the future, I think it would make sense to have at least a smaller discussion what we, for instance, expect from consumer organization in organization. And I see an opportunity of Eurodic in June in Brussels next year. So if you would start that kind of discussion, what would be a mutual benefits. And, for instance, I'm sure that BEUC will participate at Eurodic from consumer perspective, and then we can use this as a discussion what kind of membership we can have. And just additional comments in the region, in Central and Eastern Europe, especially those countries which we still call new member states, from consumer organization perspective, we have huge problems for our basic work, and so I believe it's also a problem for many of those countries to be properly involved in organization like Euralo.
Thanks a lot, Breda. Very good comment, and this you are almost bridging to point 8A, where we continue the discussion. So I would like, just for formal reasons, if there are no questions, comments regarding the annual report, because now we go into the nuts and bones. If there are no questions and comments for the... Oh, Roberto, is this... Yeah.
It was a follow-up on what Sandra has said.
Yeah, please.
I think that, yes, indeed, we need to establish criteria and so on, but I think that we have probably a more fundamental problem, which is the problem of communication. For instance, the incident of the minutes is one thing, and incidentally, now that I have got the good link, I'm looking at the minutes, and I realize that I've read them a year ago. So it's just a matter of improving in communication. In terms of, for instance, the board, assessing how the board members are doing or not, I think it's an important thing. But at the basis, and it might be my fault, probably is just a lack of information of or communication, I have no clue of what the board members have done in the last year. There is just no obvious place. There might be a place, it's just that I don't know, but that doesn't solve the problem. It's just I was thinking that maybe some effort we should do in terms of internal communication and internal proper filing of the good information. For instance, I don't know, minutes of the board meetings or decisions or these kind of things. I don't even know if the board has ever met or not. So how can I assess then the performance of board members? Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for this question, Roberto. Actually, I can make it quite brief. The board had one and a first and last meeting during Eurodic in Lisbon. And afterwards, there was no meeting or a separate call anymore. Huh? Or it was one call perhaps in August or something like this. I counted when I made the report. I tried since Lisbon 5 mailings on the board list, more or less raising a question or asking for feedback. And I got 2 feedbacks out of the whole group. Okay, this board list comprises some more. Harriet and Chair are not formally voting board members. So also ELEC members are on the board list as non-voting members. So unfortunately, it was not responsive. And I tried it 5 times, and afterwards, more or less, I gave up. So therefore, it could be for today, after we find some performance criteria, as we mentioned before, good idea to have a look to the performance criteria. And those candidates who were nominated ask themselves if they may somehow can apply with the criteria. And as an old man, I became rather patient. And therefore, I wouldn't mind if we make another effort and attempt here to say, okay, let's give it another trial. And I perfectly understand, okay, I had bilateral talks with some of the board members who told me they had difficulties, family, others, workspace, as Breda mentioned in another context, well, when the survival of my organization is at stake, I have to set priorities and I cannot invest energies in any other thing. And this was the case for some board members, and this is, in my opinion, is a respected apology, of course. We are all volunteers. We are not paid for this. We do this during our free hours. And therefore, was it consultation in the annual report that it worked so far? But I still have some hopes that give it the next trial and perhaps it may work next time. And just formally, was this the last question regarding the annual report? Because just for the minutes, I would like to get it approved or disapproved. If anybody thinks it's a lousy report, it doesn't help, it gives no reflection or orientation, you can also say no, it's unacceptable. I do not adopt this report. Up to you. You are the members. Speak up. Yeah, Christopher.
I propose that we adopt the report.
Okay, thanks for the suggestion. Hmm? The seconder is Stefano.
Roberto.
Oh, Roberto, sorry.
You have too much wine. Yeah,
No, not yet. But they are both Italian. Okay, anybody else? Or let's put it the other way around. Anybody checked? If this is not the case, we can say it's unanimously adopted.
Any abstention?
Any abstention? Okay. Noted. Abstention by Oksana. After we have finalized point 7, we can continue as we already started with Breda's intervention, how to improve Juralo's inreach and member involvement by what means, steps and tools. Now the floor is yours. You can come up with ideas, with suggestions, and I think we should listen to your ideas and suggestions. Yeah, Miguel?
Yeah. Miguel from the Spanish Internet User Association. Then my suggestion is to have a tool in order to know what everybody is doing in his country. what are the main activities that they are doing in order to contact directly between us. Okay, that I think that that is very useful for somebody that is focuses in a specific area. I don't know if that is possible for have this tool in the website or something like that.
Well, a part of your idea as a tool was already discussed is somehow reflected with a new website, where we also try to include a sort of calendarium. When something happens which is organized by you or by an organization in Spain or in any other member country, you can put it on this calendar, etc., and point on it. And I've seen, Miguel, I remember you have been active on other mailing lists, where I recall at least 3 postings from you pointing to such related events. So this could be a good practice. I hope so far we had the workspace, and it was not a big invitation to use the workspace so far. I can somehow understand that people were quite reluctant. But we now try to improve this a little bit more, and perhaps this offers a new opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. The main output of Euralo is our participation in the formulation of policies and advice that then eventually comes ALAC advice board, and like the end users' participation in the whole policy process that I can mean. Now, everybody knows that this work has been carried out by very few people, the so-called usual suspects. And I think that one way of both improving the advice and making it more credible would be to get more participation from the ALSs, from the grassroots, with local examples and really the grassroots knowledge that I know exists there, but somehow is not available for RALO, not to speak about ALEC. So as a tool, I think that the recommendation 28 of the Atlas II summit in London, that is to say mapping of the expertise available in the various ALSs, and by so doing, actually knowing from where we quest some specialist advice for that policy work. And I suggest that Euralo really gives an example and continues the mapping exercise from where it now, from the purely statistical phase into actually finding people, finding names and email addresses of people whom we can turn to when it comes to a specific type of policy advice. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. You're a good point. Miguel mentioned this already in the morning session in a side note, where we said, okay, we have so much expertise surrounded here around the table. And I think almost to any internet governance-related subject, we could have somebody now in the room, or at least one of us, for a very particular question, know somebody. If not we by ourselves, we could relate or connect somebody who knows about the subject. Therefore, this is a huge potential. This is a huge, unique source. And I perfectly agree we should better utilize this potential. So I have next Julia and...
Thank you, Wolf. Julia Morenitz. I wanted just to follow and to answer partly on what you just said about the tool. And I remember this during these first days, actually. It was the presentation made by Jean-Jean Zahel and actually Adam Peek, and maybe he would like to follow on this, about the engagement strategy with the civil society, that they presented the tool, which is supposed to incorporate the activities of ILSs. So practically, as I understood correctly, but it will be a tool, so it would be a perfect place to share all our activity on a daily basis or monthly basis with the community within Euralo, but also outside. So Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Julia. Adam?
Thank you very much, Adam Peake. I'm a member of ICANN staff and I'm working on civil society engagement, which is a new program. We have spoken to At Large before about what civil society is and how we hope the ALSs that feel that they are civil society organizations will be able to participate in this activity. And this is not time to start discussing whether or not you feel and what have you and if you are civil society. However, what I would like to say, and it's really following on from what's just come before, is that there's two things we're thinking about. One is membership systems which allow whether it's an ALS or a civil society organization to identify what their interests are so that we can tailor communications to groups so that they can receive interest from ICANN that is more relevant to their interests. It's something that is more granular and targeted. But at the same time, we have the almost a converse of that. You can also identify that I self-identify as an expert on human rights. I am an expert on child rights. I am an expert on... And so if a newcomer arrives, then they can know where to go for expertise on those particular issues within ICANN or external to ICANN. We're supporting our network in ICANN, but also the broader community of interest. And that's something that I think we can start working on. Quite sure that the various membership systems and new websites we have will accommodate that. And that's something we're looking at, particularly for the civil society group. So as the ALSs wrap into this and we involve you in that, then that's something I very much hope we can bring forward. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for this hint, Adam. And next is Heidi. And
thank you. Very briefly, we work with all of the five RALOs across At Large. And some suggestions that we have seen or that we're going to suggest on what has worked well in other RALOs include and on the monthly calls of the RALOs to have an at-large spotlight. And your RALOs had that in the past, where basically one at-large structure comes on to the monthly call and talks a little bit about what their activities are, what their mission is, et cetera. I know that on your monthly calls you have an outline of what the current policy comments being worked on by the ALAC, which is useful, but it might be more useful because you can find that very easily on our webpage, on our wikis. What might be more useful is to actually have a policy discussion on a hot topic to where you can all contribute. You know, maybe you can set aside 20 minutes for that on the call. Also, other RALOs have now started regional capacity building webinars or informational webinars that might be more specific to your region and your interests. So that's something that we can work with the Jean-Jacques and his team on that. So just let us know about that. And also, two other things that we just wanted to make sure that you're aware of, that we have launched our new website here in Dublin. This is the beta at large site, and which includes a fantastic new page for all of the RALOs. And URALO has its own site, and on this site it includes each at large structure has its own site, wiki page. Okay, that if you're not aware of that, you can go in there and you can update it with photos, with activities that your ALS is doing. So we really, as we start building up and the activities, our aim is to bring you more into serving as ambassadors for ICANN and at large, that if we can build up these pages, that would be very useful on that. And another ICANN new development, relatively new or relaunched, is ICANN Learn. And that is an online learning platform where you take courses, online courses at your pace. There are some courses developed for at-large. If you wish to help the at-large structures in your RALO that might need a little bit more information about what your RALO does, you can develop your own course. And we can put you in touch with the people to do that within ICANN. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Heidi, for this additional briefing and information. Sebastian, you are the next.
Thank you. First of all, I will need to leave you in 5 minutes because I have to go to the cross-community working group on accountability. We have 4 hours of meetings now. I am sorry to say I think that I am giving up with this, the staff who want to push to something that people, some people at least, and I guess not just a few, say that it's not the right way to go. We are talking about members. Which member we are talking about? You want to be that our LSS become member of something else? No, they are member of Uralo and they are member of at-large system. They are not member of something else. It's already a complex organization, and some people want to add a layer in that. I just want to tell, stop, please, now, because too much. It's a topic I was talking when I was board member 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and it's coming back. And I have the feeling that it's not going in the right direction. And I am sorry to say that, but please concentrate what we are doing here on Uralo working and not some new initiatives who are, I think, too complicated. It's already a complex organization, and I am sure that newbies have already difficulty to understand, and don't add any layer in all that. That's not good. Now I want to add on a more positive proposal. There is a Uralo Facebook page, and that could be a good tool also to be used to exchange some information, because it's a very easy tool, and you can all join, and there are people able to help you with that if you need. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian, particularly for better using, I agree, any additional tool is welcome, what promotes the workflow and outreach activities, and also use better existing tools. We also have a LinkedIn group for Uralo, so you can use, depending on your favorites, you can use both. Now I see Europe wasn't old. Now I have Olivier and Jordi in the back, and then Roberto.
You, Wolf, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking for the transcript. I just wanted to ask what were the URLs of the new at-large website. Is it newatlarge.icann.org? It was very difficult to read it from there, so if anybody wants to look through it, newatlarge in one word, .icann.org. And the other one, the ICANN Learn system, was learn.icann.org, I believe. Is that learn.icann.org? I would send even more email. I think we're flooded with emails at the moment. I'm reading it and thinking, ugh. So
just quickly, this is Ariel for transcript. The URL for the beta set is in your folder. It's a store on your folder inside. So
hey, try to get a dog for tracing the sticker. Meanwhile, we continue with our speaking list, and it's Jordi who has the floor.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem. This is Jordi Perraguirre. Well, just to brief two very short things regarding the way in which we work. I mean, when we started in the board, we already tried, maybe we did not continue doing it, tried to assign very simple and short tasks to every member of the board, of the group, or whatever. Basically, because then, I mean, as you said that, I mean, we all have lots of things to do in our everyday life. We spend extra hours on those topics, so the shorter the mission, the more precise the mission and the thing to do, the better. You know that you have that short deliverable for 3 weeks' time or whatever. That will help. I think it's really worth continue trying that. One. Second one, this is something that was also discussed during maybe the first university in Buenos Aires long ago, two years ago, maybe, or whatever, is that there's a lot of people, there's quite a lot of people here that have a lot of experience pushing, dealing, discussing, and leading working groups, right? And this is really valuable. So the point is, in order to get new blood, new people really joining in and participating, let's try if these people that really have a lot of experience, and then if they have time, because we already said that this is quite difficult, try to mentor new ones, maybe one, just one person, maybe two maximum. But just as a way to explain them about the process and who is who and why that group is opposing to that, you know, all those internal politics, because when you are new, I mean, the first thing you want to do is to go back. I mean, you don't understand anything at all. There is a lot of story behind every intervention, every opposition, every whatever. So that accompanying the new ones, taking doing a kind of mentorship, I think that will really be helpful. I don't know how to implement it, but the idea would be that one. And the third one, and this is just a personal thing, for Facebook, the farther the best. That's all. In privacy, that's all.
Hey, Heidi, quickly. Yeah,
yeah, this is Heidi. Just to respond to that, ICANN is rolling out a new mentorship program. And it has been discussed during the Dublin meeting, and I'm sure that there'll be some more information on the ICANN website shortly.
Hey, thanks. Next is Roberto.
A couple of things. I think that, first of all, encouraging better, more member participation, I think it goes together with the outreach. It seems strange, but I think that we have to put in place a certain dynamics by which we are more active and at the same time we outreach more and we get new member. I think that the fact that we have a fairly stable number and more or less basically the same people over time with a few exceptions, I think that tends to create a sclerosis of the system. And so I think the two things go at the same time. First of all, I want to endorse completely and second what Irio has said. One of the tasks that we have is the participation in the working group. I doubt that we have a large number of the at-large participating in the working group. We have a few, and we have a few that are doing a lot of work. And maybe if we had a better participation, we could spread the work among more members. And that once we have done this, that would have helped the dynamics. This is also linked with the outreach, because the moment that we try to get new organizations to join ALAC, to become an at-large structure, at least my experience is that the first thing that they ask is, why should I join? And I think that if the why they should join is to participate in the development process, then I don't understand why those who have already joined do not participate in the development process in the B. I just add one thing in terms of, since we are talking about social media, I think that one element that has not mentioned was Twitter, and I think that if we can create a network by which we tweet and retweet what is happening and what is relevant for the ALAC, I think that we can, first of all, get more information about the members, and also then extend and use it as outreach. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Roberto, the next one is Olivier and Lutz.
Thank you both. Olivier Crepin de Blanc speaking. And Roberto very well mentioned the different working groups. Yeah, there are about a dozen working groups in at large. And okay, some are very active. Some are not very active. There's not that much work to do. It might be just a couple of things a month to be looking at and so on. Would certainly help to have more people from Uralo. We are a RALO which has much less number of people on these working groups than any of the other RALOs. So it's our, and kind of often we're pointed out with a finger. It's the same two people on this working group and that working group and that working group. And we could really don't think it's a big heavy load on our shoulders. We're not asking any of you to become a chair of a working group. If you want to become a chair of a working group, these are, you know, there are technical working groups, there's non-technical working groups, there are some that deal with registrant issues, which are privacy, and I know that some of you have got a lot of knowledge about these. It's a good first step to start seeing how you can influence how policy is done at ICANN. The next level, of course, would be to take part in the working groups of the generic name supporting organization. But the amount of knowledge required to be in those, because it's heavy policy work and there's no onboarding process. Go in there and you're in the river. It just flows and you have to survive. That I would consider as a second step once you feel that you've grasped well enough to be able to be in that. And the third way is the community working groups, where often there are appointments into this. It's just a way to get into the mood and start seeing that what you're saying actually does influence. And I think the feeling you get when you see that finally, and we are being heard in this organization, finally what your concerns were are now being channeled and are taken into account by the organization.
Just one sentence to add. I think I understand. I agree. It's very difficult to jump into the GNSO working group. But I think that we have not to underestimate the fact that we cannot just develop our policy statement within ALAC and then present it as an outside statement versus what is going on. The very reason why with the review, with the previous GNSO review that I had the honor and the privilege to chair, The working group were open to members outside the GNSO community and therefore to ALAC. That was a great opportunity for us, at least after a while that we are, when we become to know the issues, we should work also within the GNSO working group so that we don't end up with a position of the GNSO, a position of ALAC, and then we have to try to summarize at the end. We have to work during the process, not at the end of the process.
Yeah, again, and to take part in the working group. So I quite agree with you, Roberto. Take part in the working group, of course, there's the mailing list. There are also calls. Now, since the past few years, things have really improved. The Adobe Connect system now works with voiceover IP on the web page, and you'll have the voice work. Use your computer's capabilities for this. There's also the ability to get a dial out for a number you want to receive the call into. So it doesn't come at a cost to you. I know as a cost time-wise, but at least you don't have to pay phone bills and stuff like that. Might be in addition to your time.
First Lutz and then Martin.
Lutz Donnerhag for Transcript Dragout. There are two points. One point is, as mentioned here in the last few minutes, there are a lot of internal work to do, and we all have no time for it. The other question raised was about outreach presence in social media. Outreach presence in social media can't be a central issue or a centralized issue. It's an issue of each person here in the room. You have your own community to speak with. You have your own language to speak, own expressiveness, your own races to use in order to reach your peer group. So don't expect that anybody from staff or from the board or from anyone else will do this work for you. If you are going to outreach, do it yourself. In social media, there is no help. Do it yourself.
Thanks. I think this was a clear hint. Manuel?
Yeah, Manuel, Wikimedia Österreich. Just very short, because it has been said this morning already, the response to Roberto and Olivier, the Adobe Connect doesn't work anymore since 1.5 years. And I have tried to deal with the ICANN technical staff, and at some point, it's just stopped responding to my email because they were giving me hints to fix it that didn't help. And I told them, and they didn't respond. So, and as I heard from, I think it was Werner who mentioned it this morning, so several people have that problem. And this is actually the reason why I stopped participating in the calls, because it was simply impossible.
Okay, there are two additional information from Heidi and Ariel to the working group.
Sorry, can I just jump in, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, in response to your concerns? It was Adobe Connect doesn't work. That is a problem we have had with a lot of people who are not using Windows or Mac or some browsers which Adobe only works on. It's primarily caused by Flash. We've understood that we have a technical task force, actually, in at large that has been looking at these problems, and they found a way to fix it. But unfortunately, it hasn't been sent to absolutely everyone, and I see Lutz shaking his head. I don't know if it works with some or doesn't work with others. What I understand, though, is that Adobe is now changing and moving to HTML5, so it might work better, hopefully, crossing fingers. They've done it this week, and this weekend it wasn't working well at all, but it's going to get better. Our technical task force has found some ways to fix it, so it might be worth staff tries to find out this. We need to spread this to our community. It's obvious nobody knows. Many people have now had as a problem.
Hey, Jimmy, this is a technical response. Again, we are very tight with our schedule already. Can you, Jimmy? Huh?
Lutz Donnerhager for the record. Tomorrow morning at 8, there's a meeting. Please come there, not here.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I think anything what shows a way out is welcome. A short hint from Ariel's side, there is also a working group.
This is Ariel, for the record. We do have a working group on social media, and we only have two Urela members in that working group. So we also did a recent call for volunteers on the Urela mailing list, but nobody responded except for maybe. So we do need you, and please work with us. For
okay, this was a friendly reminder. Heidi?
Yes, this is Heidi, and just I know that we're running very tight on this topic, but perhaps a suggestion, if you would like, is if we could set up a wiki page for your comments on what it would take for you to be more engaged, you know, versus tools, topics, or, I mean, that we can take a look at and see if we can provide that with you. Thank you.
Hey, as you have heard, there are a lot of options, opportunities to get more involved, to become a member of an ELEC working group, either on technical or on social media or on whatsoever aspects. There are plenty of opportunities. Just let us know. We can bring you in touch with Ariel or any other staff member or the work chair. So this is easily done once your interest will be registered. As we are getting very tight with our timing, now I would like to make come to agenda item 9, a short briefing regarding approval. Regarding Urela crop on 15-16, some of you may have heard it was talked about capacity building training. This crop program started 2 years ago, and it offers the option getting 5 of Urela members for an event in the region. And we dedicated it to Eurodic last year in Berlin. We had 5 Urela members, and we concentrated on members from the from South and Eastern Europe. And we also tried to follow this concept again for Sofia this June, Eurodic 2016. And it will continue next year. So much is already clear. So I fear we do not have the time to discuss the concept in detail, but we have to deal with it one of our next monthly calls and to discuss what should be the priorities for the next year's COP program. It could be one option. Just to say, okay, next Eurodic will be in June in Brussels. So it would be an option to have it as a sponsoring program for 5 members from the South and Eastern European region to bring them to Brussels. So this could be one idea. It's nothing decided at the moment. I think it has to be rediscussed. We had it for 2 years, and we have an option for the next year as well. Any questions regarding the COP scheme? We will put it on the agenda of one of our next monthly calls, where we have possibly then a little bit more time to discuss it in some more. If there are no questions and comments, then let me go to the agenda item 10. What is Urela outreach strategy? I mentioned before was here part of the annual report. There is a draft overview of the outreach engagement. I have seen Jean-Jacques in Sahel in the room. He went out. Okay. So he was sitting here. I just. Oh, you need water. Okay.
Jean-Jacques Houdini, Sahel.
Yeah.
I'll help you out while we're waiting for Jean-Jacques. I just wanted, when we are talking about outreach, that I applied for a talk during the Chaos Communication Congress talking about IANA transition and accountability and the, explaining the community, what we are doing here at Uralo and ICANN. Hopefully this talk is going to be accepted this year. Last year they rejected it.
Okay, this can be an opportunity, and as we discussed with Jean-Jacques already, meanwhile we use almost every ICANN meeting for some kind of European coordination meeting. And during the last ones, it was also mentioned that a good next step coming year be to attend Republika in Berlin again. For those of you who do not know, Republika started with a very small event, affair, with some kind of accompanying program, but where initiative could expose themselves and became meanwhile the biggest fair event on net policy in Europe with between 7,000 and 8,000 participants. So this would be excellent where we meet people who are already interested in the subject, and this could some potential and opportunities for effective outreach. And this is one of the ideas. Meanwhile, Jean-Jacques here. And you can quickly, we are running short of time, Jean-Jacques, therefore I cannot offer you 15 minutes, but we can have this afterwards in the European coordination as well. What will follow this session afterwards, and what we usually use for closer coordination between ICANN staff in Brussels and Uralo. It became a very good relationship in the meantime, and please, Jean.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Jean-Jacques Sel for the record. So I'm the Vice President of Europe at ICANN, and I sit within the global stakeholder engagement team. So we are very much the people in ICANN that can work with you and support your efforts like outreach strategies. Our mission, following the ICANN's mission and bylaws, is to seek to increase diversity in ICANN's participation and reflect the internet users' global diversity. And so in Europe, we do that. We encourage this increased participation in ICANN by raising awareness, informing people, showing them the relevance of ICANN's work, and eventually helping them get integrated in ICANN. So raising their interest in ICANN so that they decide to participate, and as they decide to participate, help them onboard, join your groups, making it easier to participate, and more importantly, perhaps, to have an impact in our discussions. So we have a number of events that we run ourselves, but when I say ourselves, in fact, what happens is that we usually partner with organizations locally, nationally, and then at regional level. So, of course, we have been a supporter of Eurodig for a number of years now, but we also do, you know, collaborate in national IGFs, for instance. Or, for instance, we ourselves, when we see a country where there's maybe less activity than in other countries, we might go and see, just as an example, the local country code manager, the local government, and we try to partner with them to put together information sessions, workshops. And so in the context of Uralo, what we would be really interested to do in that context is, in particular, to try and see how much we can work with at-large structures on the ground. And perhaps, in a way, sort of merge our own activities with the activities of the at-large structures when it makes sense, or effectively organize activities which can help the ALSs increase their own visibility, their own dynamism on the ground, and provide opportunities for them to network with the wider community, etc. So I will perhaps stop here. As Wolf said, we have a European coordination session for an hour from 5:30. That's really an opportunity to, again, hear from the likes of us, but also ISOC and RIPE about the sort of activities they have around Europe. And then at 6:30, we have a networking cocktail, as you hopefully all know. So I think Wolf will mention it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jean-Jacques, for the moment, for this introduction and teaser for the next session, what is usually larger than this group, because there are all kinds of stakeholders from with other backgrounds involved. And I always like this opportunity to exchange with other people and to get to know other people from our region, which is quite a productive opportunity. If there are no questions for agenda item, we are really running short of time, point 10. I would like to go to the next agenda item, 11, what are 2015 Juralo selections. As you may recall, we had calls for nominations for these positions during summer and nominations until end of August. And this is all posted on the workspace. And for the chair, there was only one nomination, Olivier, who was supported by quite a number, I think almost 20 members have already seconded the nomination. Therefore, I can guess that Olivier is elected by acclamation. So just to be sure, this was such a clear result. Nobody asked for a secret ballot in his case. So I will be the first to say welcome, taking the bloody job. With it.
And I'm sweating away.
And it's a moment for me now, because I'm in the next item, B, secretariat personally involved. B has to take over.
And I will not use your microphone.
Oh, okay.
I'll use this microphone. I have mine. My precious.
First words as your other chair. Well, there you go. So we now have to deal with the election or the selection of the secretariat. And according to Wolf's wishes, we could have done it by acclamation because there is only one person who stood for the position. But Wolf wanted to have a selection process with some balloting, secret ballot, so as to be able to for people to really express themselves on whether he has the support or not the support of this regional at-large organization, if desired. So we have ballots done already, and so I now open the floor for any comments, and if there is a desire to have the balloting taking place. So Roberto, you're first.
I think it will be a useless loss of time.
How quickly you get replaced, huh? Is this one out, next one in? Okay, what is it now? Juralo chair. Ooh, interesting. Have you ever seen Quantum Leap, where you go from? Anyway, okay. So Roberto believes it could be a great waste of time. Any other comments? Seconded by Stefano.
But yes. Just formally, if one member demands a seat ballot, it has to be done. And I think Oksana is asking for a secret ballot.
No. Oksana,
no?
Okay. Oksana Prihodka.
No.
Oksana Prihodka.
Oksana Prihodka, for the record, I do not ask for secret ballot. My position is absolutely clear and open. I am against Wolf. I am against regional and gender disbalance in our between. I am absolutely for Olivier, and I am absolutely happy with our new chair. And I absolutely sure that even without changing our rules and bylaws, we will not meet any disregard of any region. I know I am talking from Ukraine. When Olivier is our usual suspect for 5 years, that is why I am sure that our region will be considered as other regions, but I am against Wolf. Sorry, I would like to that my position will be noted. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm chairing this part, so I'm sorry, okay. Wolf.
Just for clarification of process, if a secret ballot is not demanded, we can also make a voting in an open manner. And so, so it's
yeah.
So now you.
Okay. So if nobody is asking for a secret ballot, then we can proceed with the election or selection. I'm not even sure what it's called. Selection by show of hands. Are there any objections to show of hands? Might be some objections. Oh, Roberto, as well. Are you already showing your hands? We will have to note it, yes. So we're going to ask to... Okay, so Sandra has three votes. So you're going to have three hands up. And we need a picture of that. Wolf has Bill Drake's proxy, so he has two votes. So two hands. Wolf can have two hands, yes. And Wolf will abstain. So Wolf will vote on behalf of Bill Drake. And the third person with more than one vote is Oliver Pasek has two. Excellent. Okay, thank you. And we will have to vote with a card so as to see the card up and calculate it. And staff has asked me that you keep your hand up for a little while because your card, sorry, for a little while because otherwise they won't be able to count. So we're placing staff at specific points in the room. Are we ready?
Yeah.
So I tell you what, we'll start in reverse order. Okay, we can do it the GNSO style. The GNSO style, it's Olivia speaking, the GNSO style is for the roll call or the names to be said, and then the person would say in favor, against, or abstain. Is that okay?
We are losing time now.
We are losing time, but...
Bogdan.
Favor.
Breda. Caroline.
On the record, please. No, you have to mic.
In favor.
Thank you, Breda. Caroline.
In favor.
Christopher. Roger.
In favor.
Abstain.
Sorry, was that Roger abstaining?
Yes.
Yes, thank and you. Christopher was in favor. He.
Yes, thank you. Lutz.
In favor.
Manuel.
In favor.
Stefan.
Favor.
Mathieu.
Favor.
Miguel.
Favor.
Michael.
In favor.
Anne-Marie.
In favor.
Oksana.
Against.
Oliver Pasek, for yourself and for Christopher Bruch.
In favor two times.
Pedro.
In favor.
Plamena. Was in favor from Plamena. Roberto.
In favor.
Rudy Vansnick's not here. Fedor.
In favor.
Stefano. Favor. Volodymyr.
In favor.
Hans Werner.
In favor.
Bill Drake.
A proxy, Bill Drake in favor.
Julia.
Favor.
Bastian.
And Bastian has stepped out of the room.
Oh, sorry, Bastian stepped out. Maybe he might come back. Sandra Hoferichter for herself, Stefan and Annette, please.
Three times in favor.
And Urie.
In favor.
Great. We have everyone on the list except Bastian, who stepped out, and Rudy, who unfortunately isn't here.
No, you have not. Mine is my proxy from Bill Drake was in favor. Mine is abstain.
Sorry, yours is abstain. Thank you, Wolf.
Okay. It's Olivier speaking. There is also, I think that Stefano, when he replied, did not have his microphone on, so we couldn't hear him. But no, it was the mic. It didn't hear it through the system. Thank you. We're waiting for the results.
Sorry for the delay. We have 26 in favor, 3 abstain, and 2 absent. That makes a total of 31 people.
No,
thank
I'm sorry.
You.
I'm sorry, Gisela. There was one against.
Sorry, one against. Sorry. 26 in favor, 2 abstain, 1 against, and 2 absent.
Thank you very much, Gisela.
Thank you.
Which means that Wolf is selected as the next Uralo secretary. And you will see this magic switch of cards. Have a look at that. Thank you.
From now on, I will call him boss.
Hurry up. Okay, so I believe I'm now chair, it seems. I thought I was coming this afternoon for a nice little rest, but obviously not the case. Let's have a look at the agenda. Where are we? We've done the selections, and we now are at the Uralo individuals, I believe. Is that correct, Secretary?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So we are going to have a briefing on the status and development of Uralo's individual association. And for this, Roberto Gaetano has... Oh, Roberto.
In the interest of time, I will be brief. The purpose of the of our association was to provide a place for individual European individual users who do not have an at-large structure to participate as ELAC in the policy development process and in all the things that are happening in our organization. So that's the purpose. We're going out from now from the interim phase that was the formation of the organization. We have now a website, a procedure for engaging with new members. As of today, we have 12 members, of which 5 women and 7 men. So pretty good in terms of gender balance versus other structure, other parts of the organization. We had our General Assembly today. It was not very, very well attended, but we had the voting for the... for the steering committee that will be the new governing body of the organization. The voting ended up with 8 votes in favor and 4 absent for Jean-Jacques Subrenat as chair of our association, and I will be the secretary of the organization. So since at the end of this meeting, the voting member for us will be Jean-Jacques. I would ask all of you when you are doing the outreach, if you happen to meet individuals who want to participate and who happen to be either European nationals or being resident in Europe as for the time being as defined by the ICANN regions, but we need to revise this in the near future, then you can point them at me, and I will also send the link to our website, to the Euralo list, as well as to the ELAC list. Unless there are questions, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roberto. That was pretty quick. One remark from Wolf.
So far, compared to Asaralos, we are among the models because Naralos, North American region, had it from the beginning. We had to do some bylaws amendments in 2011, and we approved it, and now we are the second best case. While this is still under discussion, I think at Iralo, what is... Cyrenus representing, and I think they're also discussing how to enable individual participation in their region. It's under discussion in Africa, where there is a lot of reservation against this model. And it's under in Latin America. So for the moment, this option is feasible or is in practice at two RALOs. And we were often mentioned or quoted as a good example.
Wolf, any other comments regarding the Uralo individual user? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. Saranoush. Oh, there is Saranoush. Okay, Saranoush, if you could please do a mic. And the mic next to Mathieu is on at the moment. Could you please? Le micro à côté de toi. Merci. Saranoush.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and congratulations to you and Wolf. Saranoush Vardanyan for the record, representing Asia-Pacific region, but originally from Armenia. And as you know, Armenia is some kind of within ICANN structure, so we represent Asia-Pacific, but by all other means and by all the natural development coming through the whole history, so we are attached to Europe, and we, as you may notice also, there are three LSS in Armenia who actively participate in Uralo discussions and are involved in different activities in Uralo, and also, from my point of view, I think that in the point of not having officially, not being a member of Europe officially by ICANN, and with all my respect to Asia-Pacific region, what our representatives can do can become a member of individual membership, individual association in Uralo, and be continue being active participant of Uralo activity. So at this point, I think this is the best way for our Armenian LSS to be a part of this. This is my personal opinion, just for the record.
Thank you very much, Saranoush. And whilst you are sitting at the table, I'd like everyone to give you a round of applause for receiving that wonderful award earlier this week. Well done. Roberto Gaetano.
Yes, just to answer, we have an application that just arrived from Narin Kachatryan. And yes, I know her. For the time being, according to our internal procedures and our bylaws, we are following strictly the European the ICANN region, as the Europe as defined by ICANN. However, we have the discussion has been started, and I think that this is not something that we can do in isolation. I think that we need to do that within Euralo, we are thinking about a double membership, a full member and an associate member. That's the famous ETSI trick, European Telecommunication Standards Institute, that they used for having members from outside Europe. So they have full members and associate members, but they both have the same rights. But formally, you have the distinction between European and non-European. So I think that that could be a compromise, but we need to go through a process of changing some of our internal staff, and we didn't want to do that while we were in an interim phase. It's only with today's General Assembly that we are stabilized. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto
Gaetano, for the record.
Saranoush, just 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Thank you, Roberto, and I welcome that comment. It's like the passport control, EU member and non-EU member, so we used to go non-EU members. Thank you. But I appreciate that Armenia, even being in APURALO, was included in some crop funds due to the huge efforts coming from URALO members. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Saranoush. And it's also thanks to the flexibility of ICANN staff in being able to do things. So that was greatly appreciated also. Right. We are totally running out of time, but I would like to thank... Sorry? Oh, Jean-Jacques. Sorry. Yes, I'm crouching too low. I can't see you behind. Jean-Jacques Subrena.
Thank you. This is Jean-Jacques Subrena. Just a couple of words. The first is to say here why I continue being involved in Uralo. One of the reasons, obviously, is that I was designated by Uralo to become a member of the Net Mondial Coordination Council. I am a member of that, and I would like to thank Urello for their trust. I propose in the coming months to keep the Urello chair cognizant of the action which is undertaken in that. My second thing is that I was designated by the ALAC, of which Urello is a part, to be its one of its two representatives in the ICG on the transition work. Here again, I have constantly kept the chair and the chair of the working group of ILAC on transition appraised of the work in the ICG. So this I will continue to do also in a capacity as a more direct participant in Urello. The third thing I want to say is that Roberto's term as the interim president or chair of the Individual Users Association will end at the end of this General Assembly, which you are holding. I will take over at that moment with his very great help. In that capacity, I just want to announce that there are two things I really would like to launch with the help of the members. The first thing is to reach out to the members and beyond them to their constituencies or countries, etc., to see what are actually the kinds of expectations that our membership has regarding the Individual Users Association. And my second point is the one just mentioned by Siranush. Can you imagine that as a former diplomat and ambassador, I do have some little knowledge about some complexities of geopolitics, for instance, regarding Armenia, which is at the same time asked to join a customs union with Russia and some neighboring countries, and at the same time, which is relaunching its status as a special country with a special link to the European Union. I know all this. Here I want to underline what Roberto said, that in the meantime, whilst we do not have the possibility to change geographic regions of ICANN, where Armenia is in the Pacific Islands, well, we must be able to welcome people from Armenia and similar country situations as individual members. Thank you.
Very much, Jean-Jacques. And what I propose is a round of applause for the hard work that Roberto has done in creating the Urello Individual Users Association. It was not an easy task. Okay, we really are behind schedule. You will have noticed that we haven't done the board selections. There have been a number of nominations on the mailing list. I'm a little concerned that we probably need to have a whole discussion about what is the size of the board that we want to have. I have heard before this assembly started that some people wanted to keep the board the same size, others wanted to shrink the board, make it a bit more nimble, be a bit more targeted, perhaps assign responsibilities to board members. I unfortunately don't think we have the time to discuss this whole thing now. We're already 10 minutes behind schedule and we're really eating into the next session, that's the one that Jean-Jacques is leading with all of the European stakeholders. Jean-Jacques Sahel, yes, Jean-Jacques Sahel, the other Jean-Jacques, the son of Jean-Jacques, Jean-Jacques, Jean-Jacques. So we are. So what I suggest is that we might continue this. Perhaps should we continue this on the mailing list, or do you wish to try and find some time later on? I'm a little concerned about the agenda being absolutely packed. So please, any suggestions? And Roberto?
I think that in terms of circulation of ideas about the different options, the size and so on, I think we can start now on the mailing list, then in order not to lose time. If we find a moment between now and I think that we are assumed to be leaving on tomorrow, so I doubt that we are going to have the time for scheduling another session, but at least we can come, we can start having these ideas while we are here, so we can also have little face-to-face exchange of ideas while we are here.
Thank you, Roberto. Any other suggestions, or are we okay? Let's do a quick consensus call. Is Roberto's suggestion of holding it online and following up on the email okay for everyone? Don't see anyone objecting, so
Maybe Wolf is objecting.
Questioning. I don't know how realistic this approach is and whether after, at the end of the day, enough people will respond to it. If it will work, it would be perfect, but I hope it will work.
I'm not assuming that we will be able to elect the board tomorrow. I'm just saying, let's start the discussion, and then maybe we can have that during a conference call or by email or some other tool. But don't waste the 24 hours that we still have ahead for having also a confrontation. I mean, we might have different ideas. It's easier to have a chat rather than typing.
Okay, thanks very much. Right, we are 15 minutes behind schedule. I'm going to close this because we are eating into someone else's time at the moment, and I don't think it's particularly nice for them. The European coordination, exactly. So we still remain here, and we have several others who have joined us. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And this meeting is now adjourned. And Christopher, I know that you wish to make a comment, please, on the mailing list. Thank you. Oh, the other thanks I wanted to make is for Julia, for being our outgoing secretary. So thank you as well.
Sorry, if I may, just a reminder that we've got the Uralo networking cocktail on in 45 minutes in the foyer just outside the meeting room here. So if you're staying in for the next session, great. If you're not, please do come back at 6:30 for the cocktail just outside the meeting room. And we will be joined by... the MOU will be signed between Eurodig and ICANN, and we will also have Fadi and Steve with us for the cocktail. So please do join us. Thank you.